Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. For those of us who fail to get terribly excited by Pirates of the Caribbean 7 or High School Musical 14, it's events like the World Cinema Showcase, which opened in Auckland on Thursday, that keep us glued to the silver screen. This week I caught up with Bill Gosden, the man behind the showcase and the International Film Festival, and started by asking him how he chooses the films.
It's a matter of timing, really. It's got a lot to do with timing. For example, one of the key films in the showcase this year is The Class, the film which won the Palme d'Or for Best Film at the Cannes Film Festival last year.
Yes.
Well, we scrambled madly to secure that film for the festival last July, but it was caught up in major international negotiations, so it simply wasn't available. So it becomes available now, and rather than hold on until July, this year, when we hope we'll have a whole brand new batch of fresh films from Cannes, this seemed like the ideal opportunity to screen it.
Is the worry, I suppose, in some ways, that if the film doesn't get out then, you know, now that by the time it comes around to July, people have already read all about it, they've heard all about it, it's out on DVD, those sorts of things?
Things happen very quickly these days. That certainly is the case. It's particularly essential to move quickly, I think, these days. The DVD releases, the pay TV, all of those things, there's an enormous urgency on the part of the people who own the films to move them downstream, as they say, into those areas. So it's necessary to be more agile than ever.
There's also, I imagine, the probably one of the biggest problems might be the internet as well, I guess. Now people can quite happily download these films legally or illegally and watch them. Is that as much of a concern for this sort of for the festival film market as it is for the likes of, you know, your Star Wars releases and that sort of thing?
I don't think it is, except in particularly strong niche areas that we've often served, where there is a really avid specialist interest in films. For example, architecture films would be one thing that occurs to mind. A lot of those people who know about those films are just so mad keen to see them that they're not going to wait for them to turn up
at the
film festival.
Name three big architecture films, Bill.
Frank Lloyd Wright would be the Ken Burns film about Frank Lloyd Wright would be one. The Sidney Lumet film about Frank Gehry would be another one.
Okay. Well, that's two. I'll stop you. That's all right. I'm impressed. Okay. I'm impressed that there is such a genre.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The documentaries are always a big, interesting feature of these sorts of things. I see that you've got one that piqued my interest was JCVD, a documentary about...
Well, it's not a documentary.
It's not a documentary.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of... It's borderline because The Muscles from Brussels plays himself in this film, but it's a completely fictional...
Oh, okay, right. Well, I'm glad I knew that before I went along with it.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, for those listeners that don't know what JCVD stands for. Okay, well, what about the Philip Glass thing? Is that real?
Yes, that's completely a documentary. That's directed by Scott Hicks, who is probably best known for Shine. He's an Australian filmmaker who befriended Philip Glass. I can't remember what the project is that they did together, but he ended up being almost invited, I think, by Philip Glass to make a documentary. There was a lot of documentary on Philip Glass to appear in a documentary film, and he nominated Scott Hicks as an appropriate director. It's a very intimate portrait of Philip Glass at work and at home.
One that I've heard a lot of people talking about, the Stax Records story as well.
That's a film that we brought back from last year's film festival, which is something we do in the showcase too, is bring back the films that were very well received in the festival but haven't had a subsequent release. That's one of them, and the other one is Gomorrah, the Grand Prix winner from last year's Cannes Film Festival, which is an extraordinary fictionalized account of the Neapolitan mafia, the Gomorrah. You've probably heard a little bit about the film simply because the guy who wrote it, Roberto Saviano, is living in hiding because the publicity that the film generated didn't go down at all well with some of the people who were very thinly disguised in the way they were represented in the film.
Right. What are your picks for the... first of all, how do you go about picking films in general? I mean, do you have this great job where, as the organiser behind the World Cinema Showcase and also the New Zealand International Film Festival, you spend half your life overseas watching movies in fancy locations?
Well, a lot of the time I spend overseas, I actually spend at home. In fact, only this morning I was in the east of Turkey and on a farm in Korea. So I do get to travel a bit internationally, but a lot of the films do travel to us.
Right.
My colleague Sandra Reed has the best job in that department. She actually lives in Paris. She's a Kiwi, and she comes back to New Zealand during the film festival in July every year. But she goes to a lot more festivals than I do, so she has a big hand in the selections in the showcase and in the International Film Festival. But basically, I mean, we're always looking for quality in any number of different forms. And I think one thing about the team here is that we represent a very kind of broad church of taste. There's, we have, well, of course, Ant Timpson's from the Incredibly Strange Film Festival is selecting the kind of Midnight Madness end of the program for July. We have Malcolm Turner and in Melbourne, who runs the Melbourne International Animation Film Festival, but he actually had his first ever programming job with us, and he's maintained a connection to our team, and he's provided a couple of superb animation programs for the showcase this year, and he does the very popular Animation Now programs in the International Film Festival every July. So we spread the net very widely.
Now, they say that entertainment is one of those things that's not necessarily too badly affected by the recession because everyone likes to get out and escape. Have you noticed that? The film festival last year was probably a bit before the recession really took effect.
Yeah, it was.
Have you noticed it as the World Cinema Showcase has worked its way up through New Zealand?
The one thing we have noticed is that some of the tougher films haven't been as patronised as much as they might have been, say, a year ago, and that there does seem to be a bit of a tendency to head towards the more clearly entertaining offerings on the programme.
So, for example, if you're struggling to make your mortgage and worried about your job, you might not go and see a gritty film about Burma or something like that.
Yeah, although I mean that's one of our prime specimens, Burma VJ. It's a superb film. It's the documentary that won the award for Best Documentary at the Amsterdam Documentary Festival in December, which is definitely the creme de la creme of documentary film festivals in the world. This film's a superb tribute to the underground of journalists who got the images out of Burma during the uprising and towards the end of 2007, and actually smuggled images out of that notoriously paranoid and closed country onto BBC, CNN, even onto TVNZ News, I believe.
Now, look, it's probably a little bit too early to be asking about this, but I will anyway because you're here. The International Film Festival kicks off this year, July the 9th. You want to tell us anything secret that you got planned? Maybe make a little preview announcement for us?
There's not a lot to say at this stage. You'd be amazed how late in the piece it all falls into place. There's some excellent French films already confirmed for July, but there's a great deal more to be done.
And the World Cinema Showcase runs at Auckland's Academy Theatre until May the 6th. If you want some more information, see the programme, that kind of thing, worldcinemashowcase.co.nz. Coming up after the break, we talk to musician Julian Dine.